Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The oil industry is pushing back on a new proposal from the Obama administration to limit the amount of drilling in sage-grouse habitat. The Interior Department has until September to finalize plans to protect lands in western states where the threatened bird lives. Environmentalists have cheered the proposal, but the sage-grouse faces another enemy as well, invasive plants. And some scientists in Oregon have an answer for that. Seed pillows. Amanda Peacher from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting explains.
Matt Madsen stands watch as a commercial mixer churns in the center of his lab. Inside the stainless steel bowl is a chunky brown mixture. Madsen, an ecologist at the Eastern Oregon Agricultural Research Center, says this is no ordinary dough.
Diatomaceous earth, bentonite clay, compost, worm castings.
This mixture is being used to make seed pillows, nickel-sized pods that contain plant food and starches that absorb water and help seeds survive.
And then we can take those pods and pellets and plant them. And because that seed's been primed, it can germinate faster and potentially get a plant up that's big enough that can survive.
Once Madsen figured out which ingredients to include in the pods, he also had to figure out how to form the seed pods. And that part of the experiment is why Madsen's workspace looks more like a commercial kitchen than a science lab.
As you can see, the country of Italy does run throughout this lab. We went to the food industry, looked at pasta machines and mixers.
That's right. Madsen uses commercial pasta makers to form his seed pillows. Madsen's lab is experimenting with different pasta forms to see whether linguine, ravioli, or spaghetti creates the best seed pillow.
So I'm just going to go ahead and fire it up.
Project coordinator Vanessa Schrader dumps the dough into a spaghetti machine. Brown dough squeezes out through circular holes. Then a rotating blade slices it into pellets.
They're a little big.
Madsen developed the seed pillow to give native grasses an edge over invasive species. After a wildfire burns through the desert, native grasses take a long time to come back. In the meantime, invasive grasses swoop in and take over. Jay Kirby, project manager with the Nature Conservancy, explains.
Those exotic annual plants are so well adapted that they basically outcompete a lot of our native plants, especially our native plant seedlings.
The idea behind the seed pillow is to provide the native grasses enough of a boost that they can take root before invasives take over. The scientists plant the pillows in study plots in remote, high desert country. Jay Kirby lies on the ground to get eye level with one of the test sites. In the blackened soil, he points to a tiny green frond.
These are blue bunch wheatgrass seedlings that we planted.
Kirby picks up a handful of hard, chunky earth.
If you're a seedling underneath that, you might have a very difficult time surviving.
But two or three seedlings in a pillow can multiply their strength and bust the crust. Since 2010, the Bureau of Land Management has spent nearly $52 million on reseeding projects after wildfires in Oregon. More than 90% of native seeds planted in the desert don't survive. It's early, but the field plots suggest that seeds in pasta pillows tend to do better than seeds planted directly in the soil. If successful, Jay Kirby says the pasta pods could be a good way to help restore the desert after wildfires or reseed sage-grouse habitat across the Great Basin. And what liquid goes best with sagebrush linguine?
Water. Water is the best sauce.
For Here and Now, I'm Amanda Peacher.